Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Al.
Morning, recovery people everywhere. It's blowing a hoolie.
It's really windy, isn't it? Very windy today. Mm. Hope everyone is well. It's April the 6th from Opening Doors Within. There are many little things in everyday living that can easily cause disunity and disharmony. Rise above them and unite on matters in life. On your love for me, on your love for each other, on living and working for the good of the whole, and on forgetting the self and all those petty little incidents that keep rearing their heads regarding personal likes and dislikes. It is when a soul feels strongly that its way is right and flatly refuses to give one way or the other that sooner or later something has to give. When you stretch a piece of elastic until it can stretch no more, it will either break or, if released suddenly, snap back and hurt you. But if you can release it gently, it will go back into place without breaking or causing any unnecessary pain or suffering. Why not open your heart and ease that strain and tension gently? Love and understanding will always help to smooth the way. It's quite a good analogy, that, isn't it? Stretching that elastic band so tight that either it snaps and it hits you back, or you just release it gently.
How do you release it gently? You know, from a metaphorical point of view?
You have to do a mini step four. You have to hand it over.
Look at your part in it.
Yeah. You have to face your fears by asking for help. You know, we don't have to do things alone.
Sit quietly.
Yeah.
Do a bit of breath work.
Yeah.
For a walk.
Talk to some fellows. Go to a meeting. Go to a different meeting. You know, sometimes you hear a different message at a different meeting. You know, make sure that you're calling people. You're not... The disease wants us isolated and in our own heads, because when we're locked in our own heads, we're imprisoned by our addict. There's no space for it to go. You know, talking it out will help release the power and, you know...
Release the tension.
And also, things are always worse on your own. And, you know, it's one of the big fours, isn't it? Either we're feeling that we've been dishonest, we're feeling full of fear, we're back in self, so we're not helping others. And, you know, we're really stuck in the past, regretting it and feeling that the guilt is so much, or we're so fearful of the future. You know, we've forgotten to bring it back to the day. You know, like today, what do I have to do just for one day? What do I have to do today that's going to help me forget those petty likes and dislikes? And also try and, you know, when David Hawkins talks about the macro consciousness, and he says, move up to neutrality. Try and be neutral. You know, like the Step 10 promises, we recoil from alcohol. You know, we're placed in a position of neutrality. Try and be neutral in your emotions. You know, not too high, not too low.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, a sponsor would say to me, stop being so fucking selfish and get out there and start helping people. And it's like, how do you stop being selfish? Right.
Helping others.
Well, forget helping others for 1 minute and just look at the stop being selfish part of it. Don't be selfish.
Don't be in self.
And, you know, you're talking about being in neutrality, you know, as being quite a powerful energy field. And... You know, if you're neutral, you're not being selfish.
No.
You know, you're kind of like, you maybe not gone to the other end of the spectrum, you know, and being of service to others. You're just kind of being present in the moment.
Yeah.
And not, you know, acting out selfishly. And that's, you know, quite a good position, really, just to have that sense of, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not being bad. I'm maybe not being good, but I'm not being bad, you know, I'm just...
It's a resting phrase, isn't it, sort of like...
Just kind of give yourself a break a little bit, you know, and we're not saints. You know, it's kind of like just as a starting point, stop being selfish.
Mm.
You know, and for alcoholics, drinking is selfish. You know, it hurts other people.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, well, fuck that, I don't care, I need a drink.
Mm.
I need to get away from my feelings.
But ultimately it hurts us.
Yeah, I mean, selfish behaviour is self-harming.
Mm.
That's the irony of it, you know. I mean, if I sit and watch Netflix all day, you know, by the end of the day, how do I feel? Not great.
No.
You know, I feel really pretty crap, drained, and just a bit annoyed with myself for wasting a day.
Mm.
You know, it's not. I don't feel that I've achieved anything. You know, it's not like, oh, that was a great day, I really enjoyed it.
I think sometimes
it's too much.
I think sometimes, you know, if you've been really hectic and you've had such a busy time, I think sometimes you may need to have a rest day where you don't,
yeah,
you know, where you don't plan.
You've earned it.
Yeah, yeah. Where you don't plan anything and, you know, perhaps break up the day, you know, with a little bit of a fresh air.
I enjoy watching television for an hour.
Yeah.
And then anything over an hour, I start getting a bit, I've had enough of this now, you know. And I'd rather go and clean the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
you know, or tidy out the garage, or, you know, or do a put a washing on or something like that. You know, I get restless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what, if I'm honest with myself and present, it's like, well, actually doing some activity would make more sense. I'm going to feel better doing that, you know, than the
that's a definite shift
the in pure you, leisure you in, know
you know when you used to be just you know
oh it'd just be like you know skin up
yeah
you know get some booze down me smoke you know line whatever you know and that's activity
yes
you know the rolling a joint's activity you know and then it's like you know you're just like
and then
gouching
you're
for hours
in a state of inertia aren't you really
completely pinned to the sofa.
Yes. And you can...
You know, sometimes, definitely with alcohol, you know, if alcohol is involved, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. Ain't happening.
Yeah.
You know, if there was no alcohol, then I could, you know, if I was using drugs, I could still get things done.
I think these sort of... you know, they're words, aren't they? But things like balance, neutrality, you know, they're so important for us, aren't they? You know, we need to find that balance because we actually are extreme people. And sometimes we can, you know, like we were saying yesterday, we can go to a new activity just so that we don't have to sit and think. And sometimes that's okay.
Mm.
It's to sit and contemplate. You know, if I'm planning something, I'll allow myself that time to, you know, like yesterday I was doing something new that I had to put on a website and, you know, I thought, right, I know that I'm going to have a good few hours just sitting and thinking and working and, you know, but I, unlike before, I did make sure that I did something to split it up so... you know, I can go down a rabbit hole with stuff and just sit there and get a really bad back. And just, you know, be so completely distracted that I forget, you know, to have a drink.
Mm.
Or, you know, stretch my legs or, you know, take the dog out or anything. So I have to be aware of that.
Mm.
Because we are quite compulsive people, aren't we? You know, sometimes it's swapping one addiction for another.
Mm.
We have to be really careful. But yeah, I like that reading, you know, that we should don't let the petty things get us. And it's usually the small things, not the big things, isn't it?
Can be, yeah.
Yeah.
The ants, not the elephants.
Yeah.
Elephants. I've never thought about that before.
Elephants.
Yeah. It's like the last four letters in an elephant is...
Ant.
Ants. Weird. I did a thing at work the other day. It's from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So I've got this whiteboard and wheels, you know, and you can turn it around, so it's two double-sided, and one side of it had all this stuff that we were going to do, like, back in July, and I was sick of looking at it, you know, so I thought, right, that's had its time, so I took a photograph of it and then scrubbed it all, and because it'd been on there for so long, it was quite hard to get it off, you know, so it took me a while, scrubbed it all, and then I put up this time management tool, which is the quadrant, I can't remember what it's called, the quadrant of time management or something like that, and basically it's four, it's a big square split into four squares, and on up the left side it's not important, important, and along the top it's not urgent, urgent.
Mm.
So basically you've got four quadrants, one is not urgent, not important. One is not urgent, important. One is not important, urgent. And one is urgent and important. And then you put in whatever you've got to do, you have to put it in the appropriate thing, you know. So there's the important, urgent stuff in the top right hand one. That's where I should be focusing my attention, you know, and then it's the non-urgent important, you know, and then it's kind of like the urgent non-important, and the non-urgent non-important stuff is, you know, like what's not important, you know, that, and it's like if something's in my mind and it's not important, it's like...
You have to move on to the important stuff.
Yeah, and it's quite useful sort of visualising, you know, in terms of...
Yeah.
Time management and task management, and not a great deal to do with recovery particularly, you know, but okay. I didn't sleep very well.
I think
it's quite a nice thing to know about.
It's good for us, isn't it, having that primary purpose. You know, that's the most important. Stay sober and help other alcoholics.
Aye.
And you know, I do get a lot of you know, seeing people that have put other things first. It's not worked.
Well, first things first, you know, important and urgent.
And that's ours, staying sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something else is getting in the way, you know, if a job has got too busy, you know, family life has got too, you know, taken over, we've got to have a little, it's got to change boxes, isn't
You've
it?
Got to be careful of the urgent, not important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sort of getting in your way.
You know, that it and it's sometimes it's, you know, things that happen when you're new in and you start feeling better. You think, oh, I don't need to go to so many meetings. Or actually, I don't need to phone my sponsor every day. And suddenly, bang, they wonder why they're, you know, back in the madness again.
Yeah, if you've put important things into...
So it was relevant, Al, but it was a bit long-winded.
well, you know, it's a visual thing, you know, so it's not easy to, you can just show someone it and it's like, there you are, you know.
But we don't have to make a list. We know what's on our urgent.
Well, the point being that you can let urgency get in the way of importance, you know, and importance can slide, and you think, well, that's not important.
And it is the most important.
Yeah. And you know, so we've got a meeting at 9:30, so that's important, and it's urgent, you know, because we've got 2 hours.
Let's crack on,
To sort our shit out, haven't we? And, you know, this is important. Uh, Got myself in a little bit.
I like your. Was it from your mum? It's important. It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice.
Nice. No, that was from Barry. He heard it from the governor of Gloucester Prison when he was in there.
I like it.
It's nice to be important. It's important to be nice. I told my kids that a lot. Mm. Yeah. Being nice is spiritual.
Yeah.
254 from Big Book. From Bill, as Bill sees it, extracted from the 12 and 12. Satisfactions of right living. How wonderful is the feeling that we do not have to be specially distinguished among our fellows in order to be useful and profoundly happy. Not many of us can be leaders of prominence, nor do we wish to be. Service gladly rendered, obligations squarely met, troubles well accepted or solved with God's help. The knowledge that at home or in the world outside we are partners in a common effort. The fact that in God's sight all human beings are important. The proof that love freely given brings a full return. The certainty that we are no longer isolated and alone in self-constructed prisons. The surety that we can fit and belong in God's scheme of things. These are the satisfactions of right living, for which no pomp and circumstance, no heap of material possessions could possibly be substitutes. I think I read that before.
Isn't it funny that, you know, that what we just said came up in the reading? You know, you don't have to be... You know, it's not all about your standing in life, it's whether you're nice, you know? It happens like that sometimes, doesn't it? The synchronicity of the readings or what we've just said.
Well, it's like you looked at that beforehand.
Well, I am a little bit psychic.
Apparently so.
But it is really...
He writes well, Bill Wilson. He does, doesn't he? And I can string off sentence together.
I mean, what is it about being in your prison in your head?
Self-constructed prison.
It is a self-constructed prison.
No longer isolated and alone in self-constructed prisons. And it's that, you know, that saying, it's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice, came from the governor of a prison.
So it's all connected.
Mm.
And, you know, but the thing is, we were in prisons of our own head. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what the solution was. I thought the solution was to drink my thoughts and actions away to escape them, because I didn't know how to process my emotions. But coming in, we're given tools how to do it, you know, how to get rid of our fears, resentments, how to turn selfish behaviour into service, you know, how to be honest in all and practice all the principles in all our affairs. You know, we are taught how to change, you know, by doing our 6 and 7. And it's such a contrast. But, you know, I don't think we should be so hard on ourselves. And I actually said to someone the other day, I think alcohol saved a lot of our lives, you know, because we were so restless, irritable and discontent. You know, it worked until it didn't. You know, that some people, you know, they might have actually, you know, checked out because they were so deeply unsettled and unhappy and didn't know how to process emotions through, you know, separation perhaps from parents, a bit of neglect, maybe isolation, maybe boarding schools, maybe prisons. You know, some lack of emotional balance in their life that they had to turn to drink in order to escape the world. And, you know, it worked until it didn't. So we had to find a different alternative. And we know what the alternative is, but sometimes the old patterns of behaviour, the neural pathways haven't changed, you know, especially if you're quite new. And, you know, it will draw you back in. But what you fire, you wire in your head, don't you? So we've just... That's why routine and discipline is so important. We've just got to keep doing a little bit each day and then we get a defence against the first drink.
Well, you know what today is, don't you?
What is today?
1,000 days of yoga.
Oh, well done.
Day at a time.
Well done, that's brilliant.
Routine and discipline.
Wow, I remember that day when we went...
I haven't done it yet.
We went down to the gym in the Lourdes Hotel. Mm. And I said, come on, let's go down. I'm going to do my yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And you went, okay. Mm. And that's it, 1,000 days ago. Mm. Well done, good man.
20th of July, 2021.
July.
Mm.
Wow, well done. And that just shows you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've had COVID a few times and done it in all sorts of funny places.
Yes, in the rain, in the wind, out in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the beaches, on the top of the mountains.
On the pavement in Edinburgh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, ports.
And that just shows you, there's so many times, you said the other day, when you're resisting something, it means it's good for you.
Mm.
And you know it's good for you. And you know this program's good for you.
Yeah.
So when you get resistance,
you've really got to... measure of the value of it.
If you can't do it by yourself, you've got to ask for power. You know, just say, look, I know this is... Just get on and do it. Don't try and think your way out of it. And you just do it without too much thought. So when you're thinking about it, you know, we get up and we do this. We don't think about doing this, do we?
No.
We just do it.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Anand from India would say, this is non-negotiable. This is not negotiable. Mm. We just do it.
Mm.
We have to do it. It's like cleaning our teeth.
Mm.
If we want to stay well, we have to do some work in order to stay spiritually fit. And when you just do it, as this lovely guy in a Mallorca would say, easy does it. It's that's not very good, is it?
Easy does it.
It's actually easier just to do something instead of contemplate and put it off and I must do that.
Mm.
Get up, do it, it's done.
Yeah, the easy does it as in don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Procrastination is, you know, a form of resistance, a form of fear. And the worse your procrastination, the more important or worthwhile the thing is.
The effort,
A 1,000 days of resistance to yoga.
It's not such a chore. You actually, you know, you've enjoyed the benefits of it, haven't you? Well, how's your sciatica?
Sciatica's gone.
There you go. How's your neck troubles?
Still got them.
But
I still have a stiff neck. It doesn't seem to have helped that at all.
But manageable.
But, you know, I live with it, you know, it's just like, I don't have pain. I just, you know, have limited range of movement.
Yeah.
I'm 60, I'm 61 soon, so.
Yeah.
That's to be expected. But,
thanks, Al.
But it's been worthwhile, you know, and I think it's like, you know, don't come into, you know, didn't get sober to be miserable. I didn't get sober just to sit, do fuck all, you know. It's like, it's an opportunity, isn't it, to live.
Try new things, do different things,
So I've had my, what do you call them again? Black seeds.
Black cumin seeds.
Seed water.
Nigella seeds.
Mm.
And what's that for? That's to lower...
To reduce blood pressure.
Reduce blood pressure, stop hunger, stop high blood pressure, get the right cholesterol removed. Is it LDC, the bad one?
I don't know. LDL?
It's the bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And find out all these amazing things because we're able to read and not just, you know, like you said, when you're sat on the sofa and you started like smoking weed and having alcohol, you are a ferocious, is that the right word? Reader. And that stopped.
Mm.
That stopped a lot when you were...
You can't read if you drink.
No, you know, and you...
I could read when it was stone, but really slowly. And then I'd be like, by the time I got to the end of the page, I'd forgotten what I'd read. I'd have to start again.
Well, I'd be on like Groundhog Day with a film, because I think, I can't remember, I'll have to watch it again. And it's just, for me, that's boring, stupid and glum.
Certainly
just,
is,
just being.
I used to think, why did I take this stuff? It just makes me stupid. It's the fucking point of that, you know? Oh, I fancy getting thick, you know, sitting here, you know, with a clear head, you know, with a good mind, I'm going to make myself thick.
Rendered and unconscious, which.
Where am I?
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
I'd sort of go back to bed because I was so pissed, and then I'd come back in, like reappear, and you think, here she is again. Back for more. What a way, but thank goodness.
It was 7 years ago today.
We don't have to do that. Thanks, Al. Have a lovely day, everyone.
Thanks, Sam. Bye, mate.